of Bukit Merah.
Hi, Leia. Do you know about the story called Bukit Merah and how it gets its name?
No.
Well then, once upon a time, there was a king who ruled the island of Singapura. The king was very proud and evil-hearted and could not stand anyone who is cleverer or braver than him. One day, many swordfish came to the shores of Singapura and began leaping out from the sea and attacking the villagers living near the shores. The swordfish were strong, and they had long, hard mouths and razor-sharp teeth, and they attacked many villagers. So many villagers died as a result. The king and his advisors were up to their wits' end and did not know what to do. Then one day, a boy came to see the king.
Your Majesty, why don't you line the shores with banana stems so the swordfish will be stuck and you can kill them?
When hearing the boy's suggestion, the king said to his men,
"Do as the boy said."
And they lined the shores with the banana stems. So when the swordfish began to jump up, they got stuck, and the men began to kill each and every swordfish. Everybody soon heard about the boy and began to praise him for his cleverness. The king began to feel angry and jealous. That night, he ordered his men,
"Look for the boy and kill him."
The men went up to the hill where the boy lived and pulled out his daggers to stab the boy. As the boy died, his blood began to flow down the hill and covered the hill in red. As time passed, people began to call the hill Bukit Merah, or Red Hill, in memory of the boy.